Why we do baptisms for the dead. A lot more goes on during baptisms for the dead than we see. If you've done baptisms for the dead before, you've probably felt some of the blessings of temple worship. You feel less stressed, more focused, and more filled with peace and faith. The blessings you can receive from going to the temple are incredible. But temple worship is about more than just the blessings you receive. Sometimes it's hard to remember the other person involved in your temple worship. But he or she is more than a name on a blue or pink slip of paper. When you are baptized or confirmed by proxy for, in behalf of someone, you are helping a real person. So what do you know about these people who have died? And why is it so important for you to be baptized and confirmed for them? The scriptures give lots of information about the post-mortal life. 1. Physical death. Because of the fall of Adam, everyone born on earth experiences death. See Moses chapter 6, verse 48. At death, a person's spirit is separated from the body, and their spirit goes to the spirit world to await resurrection. 2. The spirit world, paradise, and spirit prison. The spirit world is divided into paradise and spirit prison. The people who were baptized and stayed faithful in their mortal life go to paradise. This is a place of rest, peace, and joy. Jesus Christ visited and taught the spirits in paradise between his death and resurrection. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 18 to 27. 3. Proxy ordinances. Fortunately, Heavenly Father is merciful, loving, and just, so he provides a way for all his children to be saved. This is where you can help. When you perform proxy ordinances for people, they have the chance to accept these ordinances. You can do for them what they can't do for themselves on their path to eternal life. These repentant souls can be redeemed through obedience to the ordinances of the house of God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verse 58, see also verse 59. And you can experience the great joy that comes from helping someone in spirit prison receive these essential ordinances. 4. Resurrection. Through Jesus Christ's resurrection, everyone born on earth will overcome physical death and be resurrected. See 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22. Jesus taught, "Because I live, ye shall live also." John chapter 14, verse 19. During the resurrection, everyone's spirits will be reunited with their bodies. This means everyone, those who have lived wickedly, those who have lived righteously, and those who repented and received ordinances by proxy after death. 5. Judgment. Once everyone has been resurrected, each person will meet with God and be judged according to their works. 3 Nephi chapter 27, verse 15, including their acceptance of ordinances. See 3 Nephi chapter 27, verses 16 through 20. Only those who have received the gospel ordinances, whether in person or through temple work, and kept the covenants that go with those ordinances will have eternal life. Because you are a living mortal and a worthy holder of a temple recommend, you have the incredible opportunity and responsibility to help your fellow children of God on their path to eternal life. You are a central part of God's plan.
Sidebar: Temple work, no greater blessing. What a marvelous thing that is that you, an ordinary boy or girl, can stand in the place of some great man or woman who at one time lived upon the earth, but who is now powerless to move forward without the blessing that you can give to him or her. There is no greater blessing, and it will be your privilege and your opportunity, and your responsibility to live worthy to go to the temple of the Lord and there be baptized in behalf of someone else. President Gordon B. Hinckley, 1910-2008. Inspirational Thoughts, Ensign, April 2002, page 4.
End of the article. Why We Do Baptisms for the Dead.